You want to be someone that inspires them, someone that can put a smile on their face in a time where, you know, it's tough to do that. So it was definitely an emotional one going in, and you know, we wanted this victory.
You spoke to the parents yesterday?
Yeah, last night.
What was your message to them, and what was their message back to you?
Just to stay strong and understand that, you know, God has a plan, and things are unfortunate. Things aren't always things don't always go as planned, and to just stay strong. They seem like a strong family. I spoke to, I also spoke to the older brother, and you know, he was distraught as well. So I just told him to stay strong, and I'm going to do whatever I can to honor him.
How old was he?
He was 11.
What did he say?
He was, he couldn't say much. He just said how his brother was, you know, I was his brother's favorite player, and he was, you know, he was fighting tears. He could barely speak to me and things like that. So I was just talking to him, telling him to stay strong, stay positive, and, you know, I'm going to help their family any way I can.
What did you hear about them possibly burying Jack in your jersey?
It was on my Twitter feed. I mean, my Twitter was going crazy about this kid and how much of a fan he was and things like that. So I felt like I got to reach out somehow. So I told Elena, and, you know, she found the family in about 20 minutes, and I immediately got on the phone and started talking to them.
What was it like to actually write his name on your gloves, on your cleats today, to say this one's for you?
It was emotional, man. It was, you know, I was fighting back tears a little bit to do it, and it felt, you know, it felt good. It felt good to honor a family that was going through so much, and think that, you know, messages can go out to these athletes and things like that, and, you know, some athletes just brush them off. So it felt good to kind of be one of those athletes that really listened to that family and really did something to pay tribute to them. So I felt special.